At a press conference on Saturday afternoon, China's finance minister Liu Jiwei says financial policymakers have pledged to use all policy tools to strengthen the global recovery.
We agree to adopt all policy tools, fiscal, monetary, structural, to counter risks, foster confidence, and strengthen growth. Meanwhile, we will use fiscal policies flexibly to counter economic risks and ensure the debt share percentage of GDP is on a sustainable path.
The policymakers have cited volatile capital flows, slumping commodity prices, and escalating geopolitical tensions as some of the major vulnerabilities in the global economy. Despite the challenges, the group has determined that the extent of the recent market volatility does not reflect the underlying fundamentals of the global economy. Christine Lagarde, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, has stressed the importance of collective action.
Our conclusion, which I shared with the members of the G20, is that without collective, deliberate action on the part of policymakers and implementation, there is a risk that the recovery could derail. So my sense is that there was in the room a renewed sense of urgency and a renewed sense for collective action.
A communique issued after the two-day meeting has reaffirmed the group's previous commitments on the exchange rate mechanism. It says the group will refrain from competitive devaluations and will not target the exchange rates for competitive purposes. The group has also pledged to carefully calibrate macroeconomic policies to reduce uncertainty, minimize negative spillovers, and promote transparency. As such, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says commitment and communication are key to conducting successful policies for G20 members.
It's important that in this communique, there's an additional commitment to consult. And that means that it's a commitment that will keep each other informed and will avoid surprising each other, because that's what you do when you want to try and conduct these policies in an orderly way, in a way that is reassuring. So I think it's actually quite important that that language is in this communique.
He says the United States believes China has the necessary tools, including fiscal policies, to support household demand and the ability to succeed in its economic transition. During the meeting, the economies also promised to fully implement agreed financial reforms, combat tourism financing, and mobilize green finance. The G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting came in advance of the G20 Hangzhou Summit, which is slated for September the 4th and 5th, with the theme of Towards an Innovative, Invigorated, Interconnected and Inclusive World Economy. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.